don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, and even more as you see the day approaching. And so, Lord, we're here to hear you, to encounter you. And so, Holy Spirit, come and anoint your word as it's read, as it's sung, as it's played, as it's declared. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
court me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blood. We thank you that you are faithful. Thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge, that you are our strength, that you are greater as he who is in us than he who is in the world. Lord, we thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. And Lord, we come this morning, we thank you for Kathy. Lord, it's good to see her. We thank you, Jesus, for healing. Thank you, God, for the surgery on her knee. And Lord, we ask your continued mercy on Kathy, complete restoration for her. We pray grace for Libran, God, healing and strength on him in Jesus' name. We pray for Anita, Lord, we pray for all of our teachers, our school administrators, Jesus, that they would have wisdom. Lord, this is so hard. Here we go again. And Lord, I just pray grace. I pray strength. Pray for the students, Jesus, that your hand of mercy would be upon them. We pray, God, for all of our teachers, all of our students here in Des Moines and Perry County. Father, we pray that not one would die or get sick from COVID. Lord, you're able to do that. You would be a shield and a guard all around about them. We pray for all of those, Lord, that are suffering with COVID today. Lord, at home or in the hospital, we just say to those lungs to be strong in Jesus' name, to come into alignment in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray healing. We pray restoration. We pray that lungs would be strong in Jesus' name. God, have mercy. We pray, Father, for Janet's, Kirk's brother, Joe. Lord, that his white count would stay up in the name of Jesus, and Lord, you would bless him. We pray, God, for the Kirks. Lord, a lot going on. Lord, we just ask your mercy and your peace and your sustaining grace on Janet and Danny in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Dane Sanders. We thank you, God, for the testimony of healing and how you brought him back from the brink of death more than once, God, in the last few days. And Jesus, we thank you for that. We give you all glory, all honor, and praise. And Lord, we ask you to continue to touch him. Speak to that heart and say, be strong in Jesus' name. Bless him. We pray his lungs would be strong in Jesus' name. We thank you for his brother, God, literally fighting in prayer for him. And Lord, bless him. Heal him. Bring him back, Lord, 100% restoration over Dane Sanders in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Pam's friend Julie, 57 years old with a stroke. We ask mercy on Julie in Jesus' name. Any weakness in her legs, we say strength come now in Jesus' name. Mercy, grace, strength on Julie. We pray for Vi. Doctor said that today would be, she would live until today. Lord, we just speak blessings over Vi in Jesus' name. We speak life over her in Jesus' name. Lord, bless her. We speak mercy over her in the name of Jesus Christ. Reminded of that scripture, you will die. I shall not die, but I will live, and I will declare the wonderful mercies of God. Lord, we speak that over Vi in Jesus' name, that she would live and not die for your glory, Lord, that she would live to declare your praises in Jesus' name. We pray for Don and the pain in his back, God, that you would bless. We command that pain to go. We ask your mercy on Don in Jesus' name. Command the spirit of infirmity to leave him now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless him. We pray for Nancy Kreitz's family member, who's starting a new phase of her life this week, God. We ask your mercy. Lord, your mercies are new every morning. The end of Psalm 121 says that you're our guard. You are our Yishamar, the one who guards us, who protects us, who watches over our life as we come in and as we go out. Lord, as we transition in and out, Lord, you are our guard. And Lord, and you are our protector. You are our keeper. So we just declare that over Nancy's family member. Lord, we love you. We bless you. And we praise you. Reminded of Psalm 2. Why light of the nations rage. The kings of the earth take their stand in against his anointed. Lord, you sit in heaven and you laugh in derision because you know what is to come. Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. No one was found worthy to open the scrolls except you and you alone. You hold all history in your hands. The Alpha. Right now, family members that need you, Jesus, we Sundays that I came back, I shared this with you then. My heart has long been for Muslim women, and the Lord has just been stirring that up again. And as we watch what is unfolding in Afghanistan and the plight of the people there, but especially the women and the children, it has broken me. As I shared on the Facebook Live, I forget when I did that, Thursday or Friday, I love the Book of Psalms for a lot of reasons, one of which is it gives words to inexpressible things. And if you really struggle with words and what do you pray, the Psalms can really help give voice. And the psalmist is angry in the Book of Psalms. He's lamenting in the Book of Psalms. Lord, how long? And so when I was a young Christian and I really learned how to pray by praying with other people and then learning to pray the Book of Psalms. And as I've studied the Book of Psalms, one of the things that has helped me as well is prayer is talking, petitioning, but prayer is also listening, because Holy Spirit will come and He will show you what to pray. Sometimes those are words that He'll give you. But a lot of times, we don't know what to say, do we? We just don't know. Especially some of us that are introverts. We struggle with words, and we just struggle. But you know what? In the Psalms, there are all of these words that have to do with body posture. Some words are for the lifting up of the hands. Some of them are extending the hands. There are several different words for bowing. There is bowing. There is bowing. There is being prostrate before the Lord, which is on your face before the Lord. There are dancing. All of those are postures of praise and postures of prayer. And the writer of Hebrews says that Jesus, when he prayed with loud cries. And sometimes, and my prayers have been this way in the last couple weeks. I won't do it here since I'm mic'd. I don't want to scare everybody. But there have been days where all I've got is just wailing before the Lord, just Jesus, and just crying out. Sometimes it's a weeping. But the last few days, all I've had is just being on my face before Him. And I'm out of words. It's like Jesus. And Hal Hamilton was here a few weeks ago. Anna Marie, Bob's daughter, her husband, Hal, works with Cornerstone, works with missionaries. And I've been getting a series of text messages from Hal on people on the ground that he knows that are trying to get out. And so we're watching all of that unfold. I have several missionary friends. And while we cannot imagine what that's like, can we? We haven't experienced that at all in the United States. And I want to talk this morning, and again, this is more of, if anything, it's an exhortation in a Bible study, that under the umbrella, John chapter 15, Jesus says, abide in my love. Abide in my love. And so I just want to read this morning. I'm not even going to preach, really. I'm just going to read, highlight some scriptures in 1 John. I have said this for at least half of my life, maybe more. And my point, what's my point on my sermon? Good preaching, you kind of hold it back because you want to hold the tension. I'm not going to do that this morning. Let me tell you my point right from the beginning. At least half of my life, I've told people the greatest thing you can do for me is pray for me. That's the greatest gift anybody could ever do, is pray for me. And as I'm talking about abiding in my love, Jesus said that. One of the greatest gifts we can give to the church right now in Afghanistan, to the people in Afghanistan, is to intercede for them and pray for them. And what's going on in the church and the division. The division that is going on. What people are calling each other, the vaccinated, the unvaccinated. And we are demonizing whole groups of people. And you all, that's not Christian. That is demonic. When we start dividing and naming groups, well, you're bad and you're this and you're this and you're this, we dehumanize them. And that is straight out of the pit of hell. And it has to stop. It grieves the heart of God. And as I read just these scriptures, if there is hatred, if there is animosity in our heart, hear the word of the Lord. John is very clear that if we claim to love God but we hate our brothers, the truth of God is not in us. And we have to love right now. Jesus said, he said, pray for your enemies. Bless those who persecute you. If we want to be shown mercy, we need to be merciful. We need to be very careful of what comes out of our mouths right now. I'm just very deeply grieved with the division and the hatred and the animosity. What did Jesus say? By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love. If you love one another. We must pray. We must intercede. We must bless and not curse. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to read, just going to read some selected scriptures out of 1 John on what he says about loving, love God, love other people, what that looks like. And then at the end of the service, I would invite any who can. You're welcome. I know a lot of you can't kneel, but if you just want to come and you want to sit, and I want us to intercede and I want us to pray. I want us to share what are some scriptures, what are some things that you've been praying as you've been seeing what's going on as the Lord's speaking to you. And we're going to have a prayer meeting. We're going to pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Jesus, for your heart that's always merciful, kind, loving, gracious, and compassionate. Lord, you tell us to guard our mouth because our tongue can be set on fire by hell itself. Lord, we don't want to bless and inwardly curse. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that Holy Spirit, you would come and that you would travail through us today, that we would pray. We would pray the things that are on your heart, that we would hear, Lord, what your Spirit is saying, Lord, that we would see what you see. You give us your perspective. But Father, specifically today, I pray that you would give us your heart. Your heart. I know, Lord, that we would drop dead if we felt 1/1,000,000th of what you feel in compassion. Lord, you know that we have this treasure in jars of clay. But Lord, where our hearts are hard and where we are calloused and where we are rebellious and where we harbor hatred in our hearts, I pray that today that you would break up our fallow ground, that you would soften our hearts, that you would tenderize our hearts, that you would break our hearts with what breaks yours, that we would see again, Lord, what you see. Jesus, you said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Help us to see that. Help us to feel it. Holy Spirit, come. Anoint your word as I read it. May it pierce our heart. Lord, as it pierced their heart, when Nehemiah got up and read the scriptures, Lord, the people were pierced. I pray that today. Spirit of God, come. Anoint your word and pierce our hearts. Anoint us to intercede. In Jesus' name, amen. And these are just selected scriptures. What does it look like to abide in love? I'm going to start in 1 John. we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. When we're jealous, you all, that leads to murder. Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount that don't hate your brother. Don't say, you fool, because we're guilty of murder in our hearts. A lot of things I'm seeing on social media right now, what people are saying, what people are writing, we're pointing our fingers, we're calling each other fools and idiots. You all, it's hellish. Verse 13, do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we've passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Skipping down to chapter 4, verse 7. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That's that word I talked about last week, the propitiation. The wrath of God, all of the punishment that was due us was put on Jesus. He's the sacrifice. He's the Lamb of God. He paid it all so we don't have to live in fear, in sin, in judgment, in condemnation. He loves us. He paid it all. Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. One of the things that John Wesley talked about was the doctrine of perfection. We don't talk a whole lot about that nowadays because we don't believe in the power of God. We don't believe in the grace of God to change us, to transform us. And the whole thing with Wesley's doctrine of perfection, and you see that in John. We're going to see that coming up, and I'm going to talk more about that in a couple weeks. But the perfection of God is God's love being made perfect in us. That on our journey with Jesus, we should be growing more and more and more in the knowledge of his love for us. When we're born again, we see it for the first time. But it's so big and it's so immense that we're growing in it. And we get to know it more and more and more and more and more. And we see it in Paul, and when he writes to the church at Ephesus, he says, I want you to be strong in your spirit, that you may have power to know the height, the depth, the width, and the length of his love. His love that surpasses all knowledge. There's something really, really wrong if as we journey with Jesus, our hearts get harder and harder and harder. And we hate people more and more and more and more and more. And we get grumpier and grumpier and grumpier and grumpier. We're missing it. Because grumpy with people, Lord, take it. Take it. I woke up this morning and I was feeling pretty anxious about this service. Like, Lord, this isn't a conventional sermon. And I was feeling anxious because I don't want to waste your time. Like, Lord, what are we doing? What are we doing? So I was feeling a lot of anxiety. So I took the Lord's Supper to center me back. Lord, your body broken and the blood poured out. Because when it's all said and done, it's about him, about his love. Being perfected in his love. Again, 1 John 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. My prayer for all of us, as we are at Walmart, as we're in the stores, as we're on the streets, as we're driving, no one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God abides in us. That we would leave the fragrance of Christ. That when people are in our presence, that they just sense the gentleness and the kindness of Jesus. Because it's just, we've been soaking in it so much, it just oozes out of us. Verse 13 of chapter 4. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Hear that theme? God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. It's all in him. It goes back to Jesus, him being the vine and we are the branches. As we abide in him and get nourishment from him, there's a love exchange. We receive love and we're able to give love. And we come back and we receive love and we give love. It all comes from him because he is love. Verse 17. By this is love perfected. Here we have Wesley talking about the perfection again, and his love being perfected in us. His love, as we're growing in Jesus, we have rough edges. We all have areas in our life that we need the grace of God, that we struggle. There are people that we just don't like. There are people I don't like. I don't like being around them. I don't like talking to them. Lord, give me grace. And his love is perfected in us. His grace is sufficient, for his power is made perfect in weakness. And as we bump up against those things, and those things where we need grace, Lord, I need your love perfected in me. God, this is an issue. I don't like this person. Lord, I need your grace. Help me to see them as you do. And his love is perfected in us as we offer up our weaknesses and we're honest with him, and his love and his mercy come to us. Verse 18, Lord, he read this for us. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. How is your love this morning? The greatest thing we can do for our brothers and sisters in the world right now is to pray for them. If we were fleeing for our lives, if we knew our daughters were going to be sold and be sex slaves to the Taliban, done that in a service before, Lord. I don't know how to do that. And I was struggling a little bit with that. And I just kept hearing the Holy Spirit just very quietly and persistently saying, Epaphras, Epaphras, Epaphras. I'm like, God, what does that have to do with my sermon? I don't understand. Epaphras. And do any of you remember who he is in the Bible? Epaphras? That'd be a good Bible trivia question in Bible school, wouldn't it? He's Epaphras. He's only mentioned 3 times in the scriptures. Twice in Colossians and once in Philemon. And in Colossians, what caught my attention was Colossians chapter 4. Paul writes, and he said, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all of the will of God. Some of your translations say, always wrestling on your behalf. The ESV says, struggling on your behalf. I did a quick study on that word. That word, and coming out of the Olympics, this is fresh in our minds. That word means to strive, to work hard, to train hard with everything you have. And I love watching the running events in the Olympics. And you look at those athletes at the peak of their game. They make it look so easy. But that is years and years and years of agonizing training to get there. And that's what this word means. Actually, the root of this word is where we get the word agony. And that word, so Paul is saying Epaphras agonizes in prayer for you. One of the meanings of this word is to take up someone's cause. And we get the honor and the privilege. You all, we came to church freely today. We came here freely. And I know many of you have needs. And I just really want us to pray and intercede. We can enter in. Writer of Hebrews 13, he says, we can enter in to the throne room to find mercy and receive grace to help us in our time of need. So I don't want anybody leaving here this morning that has a burdened heart. If you have a burdened heart, you've got things going on, we want to pray for you. But I also want us to pray for Afghanistan this morning. The greatest gift we can give them is to pray for them. One of the scriptures that I had come to mind earlier in the week was Psalm 18. I'm not going to read all of it. I posted it on the church Facebook page. But the imagery in that psalm is talking about God coming down, rending the heavens and coming down and rescuing his people. And I've been reading that and praying that for the people in Afghanistan and all the people of Haiti. We need to pray for them as well. Are there any other scriptures, any images that you all have had that you have been praying for this week? I'd love to hear it if you have any words or any, again, any scriptures, any things the Lord's been laying on your heart. Any songs. The Holy Spirit will speak to us through songs as well. I would invite any who want to. You don't have to at all, but if you want to, you want to come and just, you can kneel, you can sit, you can, but I want us to pray. And first of all, if there's anything in our own hearts, if we have any saw you, he says, woe is me, I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And Lord, we're living in a culture right now of unclean lips. Lying, hatred, division. Father, forgive us. We repent of partnering with the accuser and the father of lies and slandering our brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you for people that are made in your image. And Lord, in no way do we want to demean or look down on anyone, on other nations. Father, forgive us. Cleanse us. Lord, where there are issues in our lives of unforgiveness, Lord, that keep us from being able to receive your love. Lord, I pray that you would break up our fallow ground in our heart. Lord, we just offer our hearts to you right now. We say, Jesus, soften our hearts. Break our hearts with what breaks yours. Lord, we thank you for that you are love. And Lord, your perfect love casts out all fear. Father, forgive us for control, for trying to control you, for trying to control other people, for being manipulative and just trying to control other people and what they think and how that they behave. Father, forgive us in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the freedom that you give us as children, as your children. Lord, you don't manipulate or coerce. Lord, you give us complete and total freedom. And I pray, Father, that we will love other people like that. That we would be gracious. That we would be kind. That we would be gentle. That we would be tender-hearted. Lord, your word says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Lord, we want to be merciful to other people because you've shown us mercy. And Lord, we're going to need mercy. We need mercy. Lord, your word says, don't judge other people because in the same way you will be judged. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us for our arrogance, our pride, our self-righteousness, for making church, Lord, to be just something that we click off and do. Lord, we want to be broken with what breaks your heart. We want to come back to you. Lord, we want to know that you are love and that your perfect love drives out fear. Many of us, God, live in constant anxiety and fear. Lord, forgive us for our lack of faith. Forgive us for our prayerlessness. Forgive us, God, for letting our circumstances dictate truth to us rather than your word. Lord, Romans 12 says, offer yourselves as living sacrifices. This is your spiritual act of worship. And so, Lord, we come here this morning, we bow before you. And Lord, we're here. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. May we not lift our souls up to an idol or swear by what is false. Such is the generation of those who seek you, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Lord, I pray that you would make this church of men and women like Epaphras. Men and women who agonize in prayer. That we brothers and sisters, that they would know, Lord, that we're lifting them up and we're struggling and we're wrestling for them. We're straining, God, for them because we love them and we want them to make it and we want to see them, Lord, in heaven. Help us, Jesus, teach us to pray. God, we cry out to you in Jesus' name for the nation of Haiti. God, help. God, have mercy. We pray for a turning in that land. Lord, they have forsaken you. Lord, they're living in darkness. And God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would reveal the beauty of Jesus to the Haitians. Lord, where they've turned to voodoo and darkness and witchcraft, God, we pray for a turning and you would open their eyes and you would turn them to you. Lord, we pray you would comfort those who mourn. Lord, you would bless, that you would heal, that you would restore the nation of Haiti in Jesus' name. God, we cry out to you for the nation of Afghanistan. In Jesus, we ask you to have mercy in Jesus' name. God, in Revelation, I think it's chapter 6, I'm not sure, maybe later, but Lord, it says the martyrs under the throne are crying out, how long, oh Lord, how long until you avenge our blood? And Lord, I thank you that you are the soon and coming King. And Lord, you said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. We thank you, Jesus, that the people that have wounded us, the people, Lord, that we're harboring, Lord, that we need to forgive, God, you're going to make all of that right. And so we release all of those people right now, Lord, where we have felt slighted, where we have been wounded, where we have been harmed. Lord, we forgive them. We release them now in Jesus' name. And God, we pray for the people that are trying to get out. We declare Psalm 91 over them, Lord, that you would hide them in the shadow of your wings, God. That those who are fleeing to the mountains, God, that you would provide for them in Jesus' name. Lord, you'd provide food, you'd provide water for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, those that are trying to get out in Kabul, Lord, that they could get out in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray supernatural rescue for them in the name of Jesus. We pray for our troops, Jesus, and the British troops that are there, that you would give them wisdom, God. You would give them courage, that you would protect them in the name of Jesus. God, I cry out to you on behalf of the women and the children, Lord, the girls, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Rescue them, help them, protect them, God. Protect them in Jesus' name. God, help. God, restore. God, heal. Oh, God, we cry out to you for help. We cry out to you for mercy for them in Jesus' name. God, we pray. Acts 4, Lord, when the church was being persecuted, they prayed for boldness. They prayed for boldness. Lord, I pray that the church in Afghanistan would be bold. Lord, if they're going to die for you, God, I pray that they would see you as Stephen saw you in your glory. God, that they would stand until the end, that they wouldn't cave in, Lord, but they would be strong for you until the very end. God, give them courage. Give them boldness in Jesus' name. God, stretch out your hand and perform signs and wonders. God, you say in your word, blessed are those who are persecuted. You say that. Lord, bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Bless the Taliban, God. We bless them in Jesus' name. God, I pray for a turning. I pray, God, a Damascus Road revelation of you, Jesus, that they would see you as Saul saw you on the Damascus Road. Jesus, why are you persecuting me? Who are you? You're Jesus whom you're persecuting. Lord, I pray that they would turn to you. I pray salvation for the Taliban in Jesus' name. God, that they would turn to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we remember the persecuted in China, in Iraq, in Iran, those who are in prison, those who are in suffering and chains. God, we pray that you would give them joy, that you would give them courage, that you would strengthen them, God, that they would not faint. that they would be strong until the end. In Jesus' name, we cry out to you, God, for mercy. We cry out to you, God, for healing. Jesus, teach us to pray. As your house, teach us to pray. Give us your heart, God. Have mercy. May we love as you love. May we know, Lord, how much we are loved. And may that get worked out when we're in our car, when we're in the grocery store. May kindness and gentleness and patience ooze from us. May your perfect love cast out fear. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that it's your Spirit that sheds abroad the love of Jesus in our heart. Spirit, come. Fill us with more of your love than we've ever seen, than we've ever experienced right now. Spirit of God, come. Fill us with your love. Give us a revelation of your love more than we've ever seen it. May we feel it. May we taste it. May we smell it. God, I smelled it in Armenia. I smelled the lilies, God. I smelled it. I pray for supernatural encounters of your love. Jesus, you said, abide in my love. May we be a people in everything that we say, in everything that we do. May we love. Take us deeper. Anybody that wants to pray, I just encourage you to do that now. Feel free to pray. Favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Father, I pray for faith to arise in our hearts. I pray for your glory to come. And Lord, you would give courage. You would give us boldness. Give us eyes to see you more than we've ever seen. Lord, we want to see you. We want to see you for who you really are. And Lord, John says, he says, if you don't love your brother, you're abiding in death. Lord, we don't want to abide in death. We want to abide in you. We want to abide in your love. Open our eyes, God. Open our eyes. Lord, as we sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, I pray, God, that we would encounter it, that we would sense it, that we would feel it, and Lord, that we would be your ministers of love, of kindness, of graciousness, wherever we go this week. May we abide in you and abide in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand and let's sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. This song is a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And let's just make this a prayer to the Lord. Praise you and we bless you. And Lord, I pray that we would know your love that surpasses all knowledge. And we would be your vessels, Lord, to share that with those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go forth in peace. I won't be here next Sunday, but I'll be back. Andy Anthony is going to lead the service next week. So bless you. Go forth in peace. Thank you for your patience this morning. Bless you.